Welcome back to the Up North Podcast. I'm Pat Kreitlow, along with Sarah Yacoub. We are joined by my colleague, Julian Emerson from UpNorthNewsWI.com. And if you missed the first half of our show, you didn't miss much. So we're glad he's here for the second half of the show and that you no longer have to listen to us tap dance, because we're trading in our tap dancing shoes for some hiking boots next, I believe, Sarah.
Yes. Julian, tell us about this mythical Area 178.
So I've lived here. Can you guys hear me okay, first off?
Yep, we hear you fine.
Okay, good. So I've lived here in this area for, I don't know, 44 or so years now. And I had never, ever heard of this. A friend out of the blue one day asked me if I wanted to go for a hike with him in a new spot. And we periodically do this, and I said, sure. So he sent me just a little Google directions map, and it listed it as Area 178. And I texted him back, what the heck is Area 178? And in my head, I'm thinking, is this like a UFO landing site? Is this some polluted, you know, some highly polluted area? And he said, no, it's just a hiking area. He had been to it just once before, or his son had been to it. I'm not sure if he'd been there before either. So anyway, we met up there in a little parking lot. I just followed the directions, and it ended up being this really neat place to hike. I don't remember how many. I think it's like 8 or 9 miles of hiking trail all combined. Much of it goes along the Chippewa River. One end of it is the backside of the Lake Wissota Dam. There's a spillway that comes out of there. There's all kinds of these just big, huge rock formations. Other parts of it are trails that meander through beautiful woods settings. There's some of it that's like open prairie area. Just a really, really, really beautiful spot to go. This was fall when we went, so it was a lot of really colorful leaves. Just a really gorgeous, peaceful spot to hike that I never knew existed. And the more I look around, sometimes purposely, sometimes I come upon these accidentally, the more of these little areas that I'm finding that are all over this area and all over Wisconsin, really.
And it really is part of what at Up North News we've tried to do, is not just, you know, all politics is not what any of us want to do. It's important, but it's not everything we want to do. So we've tried to broaden our focus and show off more of the state. The readers have turned in so many amazing photos from around Wisconsin, from places you know, but a lot of places you don't know. And so we also want to show off some of the, you know, the places that you could visit. And Julian certainly did that with this particular hiking trail. There's many others like it. And so, I mean, those are just stories that include, you know, Jonathan Sadowski, who's the managing editor at Up North News now, has done so many great stories about the goings on in Kenosha in the wake of the Jacob Blake shooting and the Racial Justice Task Force and the Rittenhouse trial. Cara Spado has done some feature stories, has a big one coming now on Wisconsin taverns with significant histories and Christmas festivals. Christina Lefrin covers the state capitol for us. Julian, I don't know if you can take this, but you know, don't use the bad word. JT Saskowski has launched a new fact-checking franchise for us.
Yeah. Oh, this might be BS, I'll say. and it's really, really intended to take what politicians and others too, other prominent officials are saying, and then doing fact checking and not being afraid to call them out when what they're saying really doesn't add up, which fortunately is too often the case.
Which, Sarah, I think we might have to make you a special guest correspondent on OAP. That might be bull something, because you've done your share of fact checking and now do so for the Minocqua Brewing Company Super PAC.
Absolutely. Well, and the funny thing about these lies is it's not just the idea that the politician is lying to you. It's that somebody that you want to like is misleading you. And that's a hard pill to swallow. So half the battle is getting that information. So it's exciting that we have this mechanism in place. But the next step is actually getting people to come to the table and go, yeah, okay, why is this person misleading me? I voted for them. I want to like them. It's socially convenient for them to be telling me the truth, but I'm going to come to grips with that's just not the truth. And, you know, that's a battle.
It really is. And there's nothing that has been more crazy, Julian, as the people who are elected officials that people say, oh, you'd like to have a beer with them. And Julian, you and I know there's been plenty of people that people like to have a beer with, but boy, that sure doesn't make them, good officials or candidates necessarily. And I got to tell you, it's been really fun doing all this with you, Julian. Thank you so much for visiting us. Thanks for your patience and for joining us on the show this week.
Oh, thank you guys for having me. I wish I could have been more dialed in, so to speak.
I see what you did there. I like that. All right. Thank you, Julian. Thanks, Sarah. And thank you for joining us at the cabin. You can reach us by email at info@upnorthpodcast.com. We will talk to you next week.